Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. We are looking at one of the keys of life, and that is public places and public health, and things that we should do, whether in our houses or outside, that is generally considered to be a general health issue. One of the things that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam spoke about in this regard is getting rid of excess rubbish, things that we don't need when it comes to trash, as if we can say the least. So we can see that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, beginning with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, they gave direct instructions that when it comes to rubbish and trash, we obviously need to deal with it in a certain manner. Let's see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has to say in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he said, "Ukhruju manadil al-ghamri min biyutikum, fa innaha mabitu al-khabithi wa majlisa." Get rid of rubbish from your houses, for it is a place where the al-khabith is referring to, as we spoke in other episodes, diseases and bacteria lies. And this is the place where they accumulate. So he says, make sure they take the rubbish outside the house. Also, he says in this regard, لا تبيتوا القمامة في بيوتكم. Do not leave rubbish in your house overnight. فإنها مقعد الشيطان. It is a place where shaitan resides. And as we said, shaitan here refers to bacteria and diseases and sicknesses. Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi. He says, أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بدفن أربعة. The Prophet commanded and instructed us to bury four things. They should not be lying around. They should be buried, hidden away from people. One, he says, الشعر, hair. When a person cuts his hair, he should bury it, not leave it outside. والظفر, nails. When nails are cut, especially if you cut your nails on a Friday, make sure you dig a small hole and you bury it. Wadam and blood. Sometimes blood falls on the ground or, you know, on tissues or what have you. You need to make sure it is covered, right? It is hidden away, at least to say the least. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also, you know, alongside the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, Yatfun al-Rajul, a person should bury, أظافيره, his nails, وشعره, his hair, وإذا أخذ منها وهي سنة. And when he cuts his hair and his nails and he buries them, he says, this is the sunnah, the tradition and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So when a person walks outside or comes to another person's house and he sees nails and he sees hair falling on the ground, or blood, these kind of things kind of disgust other people. Now, when it comes to me, myself, I say, well, it's my hair, it's my blood, it's my nails, I don't mind it. Yes, I don't. Other people do. Now, since it's because I'm okay with it when it's mine, it doesn't mean that I should be okay with it when it's other people. It's not. I mean, we get disgusted by other people's hair, but not by our own. So we should make sure that we are not harming other people. With that as well, we have to make sure that when it comes to our nails or hair, it's not lying around for people to see. It's really disgusting. Some people actually have phobia when they find hair or a piece of nail, especially when it comes to food or drinks. They get really disgusted and some people get really sick. So we have to make sure and carry the instructions of the Ahlul Bayt in this regard by keeping them away. Whether it is rubbish, should not stay in the house. And these things need to be buried away. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. We're talking about general health issues and places that we need to keep clean, whether it's public places or in our own houses. One of the things that we find in the narrations that they talk about is what we refer to as ma'ul ghusala. When a person showers or washes, sometimes this water, especially back in the day, they used to keep that water that they used to, they washed with, because obviously due to the lack of water. Alhamdulillah, in our day, we don't have that. But in case you find yourself at a place or a time where you are reusing the water that you just used for shower or for wudu or for whatever reason, that water should not be used again for washing or bathing or showering. The hadith from Imam Rida alayhi salam, he says, "Man ightasala min al-ma' alladhi ightasala fihi," he who showers with the water that he showered with first, فَأَصَابَهُ الْجِذَامُ, then he gets leprosy, which is a disease, فَلَا يَلُمَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, let him blame no one but himself. Again, another aspect when it comes to general health. And sneezing, as we call it, الْعَطْسَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا عَطَسَ أَحَدُكُمْ, if one of you sneezes, فَلْيَضَعْ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ, let him put his hands in front of his face, وَلْيَخْفِضْ صَوْتَ, and let him lower his voice. And obviously, I mean, this is a very general health instruction that when you sneeze, the Prophet says, use your hands, obviously use a tissue. Use something to cover your mouth, though, because you don't want all the germs and all the bacteria, and if you are, God forbid, carrying a disease, to be given to someone else. Now, we are in the age of corona where we have masks. So if you make sure you want to sneeze, you make sure you sneeze away from people, not in their faces. Especially if a person is sick, he has a flu or he has a cold, he needs to make sure that he's not sneezing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, cover your face. The noise itself, it could be a harm to others. So be mindful to other people when you sneeze. So you have to either use a tissue or you use your arm to cover your mouth, and make sure you sneeze in a very low, quiet voice so you don't harm other people. Again, Imam Rida alayhi salam, he talks about this concept, whether it is reusing water or a different aspect. He says, there are people that when they go to, especially back in the day, we used to have the public bathrooms, and today we actually have them as well, especially if you go to a swimming pool, it's considered to be a shared bathroom, that there are things that a person should not do. One of the things that the Imam alayhi salam says, some people, they would take a stone from the walls or from the bathroom itself, and they, you know, scrub themselves with. I mean, we don't have them today, alhamdulillah, but if there are things that are shared, especially things that a person wraps his body with, do not use that which is used by other people. The Imam says, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ الْبَرَسُ. If he becomes a leprosy, if leprosy comes to him, then he should only blame himself. We'll leave it here and we'll continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.